Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm telling you, this is so real, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not concerned about all the cowards out there that hear this information and run hiding. I'm concerned for the men out there that understand what we're facing and the women that understand what we're facing. I mean, I'm not creeped out by the globalists. I'm not creeped out if they blow my head off, torture me, imprison me. I'm not looking forward to it, but they're the bad guys. That's not a point of view. They're bad. They're abusing kids all over this country. They want to start killing kids up to age 3 that are healthy. These are eugenicists. I know who they are. Somebody's got to stand up for these kids. Man, my instincts kick right in, folks. I don't know how other people don't. I mean, my brain 24/7 is thinking how to beat these people and how to stop them. I mean, it just comes down to that. So sick of it. Of course they've been persecuting little children. That's who they hate the most. Now they're going after warriors because they're criminals. They're vampires. They want to get rid of the guards of the Republic so they can have their way with us. Well, guess what, criminals? This is not happening in a vacuum. I see you. You see me? I'm glad you see me. Tom in New York, you're a vet. What do you think of the purge of veterans that's not even being reported on?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to address some of the concerns of your guest, David, there. We had a similar situation here in New York. While we're not vets in any way, I was doing some long-term litigation. These are pro se cases in the federal courts against...
Yeah, I know. They're now coming at people that sue them. I know. They're just a mafia of scum. The answer is get back in the mafia's face, and if all of us start getting in their face, they'll turn their tail and run. They think we've rolled over, so now they're getting ready to take the bank accounts.
Well, we were nailing them pretty good in federal court. We were taking some corrupt law enforcement agencies into the federal courts, and... during the course of that, I have an elderly mother who's 80 years old. She's doing a lot of the secretarial work in the cases.
And, so they came after her. Double the lawsuits. Go ahead.
Right. Well, she ended up being involuntarily confined almost in exactly the same
manner. Oh, yeah. They're really targeting old people in the state, taking all their money. Oh, yeah. That's their favorite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, to make matters worse, it was just a couple hours visit to the hospital. They nailed her with a $15,000 bill.
This guy, they took his guns. They did the same thing. So now you sue them and put the bill back on them.
Right. Well, anyway, we ended up taking that issue into federal courts.
There you go.
And we recently got a ruling down from the district court in northern New York. And the ruling is, it's a blatantly unconstitutional type of...
Yeah, they're saying they're going to send you for a mental evaluation and make you pay for it.
Right, but the ruling we got was that it was completely unconstitutional. In our case now is it's headed into trial. You know, we have a right to trial in the issue.
Oh, well, that's great. Wait. Are you saying the court ruled against you or for you?
No, for us.
Well, great job. You want to write an article about it, cite your case. We'll put it on Infowars.com.
Right, yeah. I actually have been trying to do that for some time. But
Send it to Rob D. at Infowars.com. Rob and the initial D. at Infowars.com.
Yeah, we're trying.
Hey, does it not make your blood boil to realize how criminal this government is? And if they can get all these idiots to follow orders, it is going to be hell on earth.
Well, you know, as you say, you just have to pursue them. You know,
how dumb are these cops and people that judges? Don't they get that if the globalist can, you ought to see the cops hiding from a few Mexican mafia around here. But meanwhile, the public is so scared of the government that literally they would give their children, if the government wanted our children for lunch meat, mothers would slit their throats. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I have just had enough of this. I'm just done. I'm past everything. I hate you, New World Order. I spit on you. You are filth. And I will never give up, you trash, you just maggot-infested garbage. You are the most pathetic hordes of criminal garbage, and you're weak, and I can see your soul. I can see it. It's destined for hell. I'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are here back live, and I guess we'll just do a rebroadcast coming up the next hour. I'm going to do this whole hour here. That way I'll have time to get to all this and have it all prepared and ready. We're here taking your phone calls today. First clip we're going to play is Obama's alien secret service spotted at the 2012 AIPAC conference, because I want to illustrate how the media uses kooky stuff like this to then discredit real issues. And the second clip we're going to play is Obama's ex-Secret Service agent is, it's not gun control, it's people control, because that's the actual Secret Service agent that's clearly they're saying is a reptoid. And then I want to play Obama, you know, basically you have people saying he's a shapeshifter, and then I've got a bunch of other clips I'm going to give to here, and how the system uses this to try to basically discredit all the serious issues and things that are going on. Okay? So we're going to be going to that here in just a moment. But right now, let's go to Scott in Idaho. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to talk something about the court system in this country, because that seems to be a place where a lot of us are ending up at. The civil lawsuits that need to be filed are under Title 42, subsection 1983, and Title 18, subsection 242.
Sure. I mean, it's just like they can't – do me a favor, turn your radio down. It's just like they can't take people's bank accounts without a judge or jury or finding that they did something wrong. They just do it here now, and they're doing it overseas. They already take money out of people's accounts. The IRS will seize your entire business account as part of an investigation, never give it back. It's lawless tyranny. And so now they're going to take everything because we rolled over and followed the orders, because we didn't have spinal cords. And yes, it's official oppression. It is civil rights violations on so many fronts. It is just Soviet-style tyranny. Go ahead.
In this country, the only people that have rights in the courts and outside the courts are people that demand their rights in the face of opposition. If you don't know what your rights are, then you don't have any.
That's 101. The first thing they teach at any law school is what you just said. But they tell people, grovel and you get your rights. And then now turn your guns in. That's because they're going to get rid of all the rights, folks. And the general public so cowardly that even as they lose everything, they will worship the government. Because they think worshiping tyranny is powerful.
That's right, Alex. And it's not no mystery to go into the courts and demand your rights. I've been very successful at helping other people do it. I teach people how to do it. And to date, I've helped people win 115 out of 127 criminal cases and 51 out of 63 civil cases, including a lawsuit against the Northern Idaho Logging Company that was being sued by the state of Montana because someone got injured on the job.
Beautiful, beautiful. Send me your info and God bless you. Now, I'll go to more calls here, but I wanted to get to this now, and I meant to cover it earlier in the broadcast. And it has to do with Glenn Beck and several other issues. And it's just this. I played a clip earlier today of Glenn Beck saying there are no billions of bullets. I'm a liar. And that I'm a fascist for saying it. And that I'm a piece of garbage. There are no FEMA camps, even though you can look at civilian inmate labor camp program, army.mil, going on since the 70s and 80s. You can type in Emergency Centers Establishment Act. You can type in the Army field manuals that deal with re-education camps. They actually call them that. It's like saying, you know, devil camps. They even use they call tyranny something nice, like come in for a well check when we take your guns. And go to govtrack.us, HR 645, National Emergencies Establishment Act, and it points out the FEMA camp program that are already there. It just wants to expand it and make a national office for it. And just as I predicted, you know, they'll have rock and roll music or country music on Friday night. It's all how great the re-education camps are. like Hogan's Heroes. You don't think the Nazis came out and said we have horrible death camps, do you? The Nazis came out and said, oh, people are beating up the Jews and people, which the Nazis had ordered, and you can't pay for yourselves because we shut down your businesses years ago and been harassing you like the veterans. Now we're just going to go put you in a place for your own safety. It actually says it in the congressional bill, too, but it doesn't exist. And to try to discredit us on this front, Becky Poo, and again, folks, you know, I don't attack the other talk show host very, very rarely. Because you know, if I can agree with more of what they're doing than bad, and they're not flaming tyrants like Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage or whatever, if I can agree with them on some issues, then I mean, I'll have them on. I've had Michael Savage on. I want to get him, by the way, back on. I mean, I'm here to try to influence them, not get in a fight with them. But Glenn Beck, people were asking me to watch this for like a week, and I said, I'm not going to watch it. You know, Secret Service turns into Reptoid. I mean, there are literally hundreds of videos, let's be conservative, thousands of videos on YouTube where I'm supposedly a Reptoid. 2012 AIPAC policy. We're going to play that video here in just a moment. Now, the point here is that, you know, they'll take digital distortion, you know, when a video feed breaks up and say, that's Alex the Reptoid, you know, turning into one. And then that's wildly popular instead of real stuff like civilian inmate labor camp program or Army manual for re-education camps. I mean, you type that in, you're at army.mil. I mean, this is big breaking news no one will cover. But they'll talk about MI Bill Hicks all day. Now, I would get it if Glenn Beck was covering this to make fun of people and said, look at these nuts making us look bad, saying, you know, the Secret Service guy is an alien. I would say, well, that's interesting. Good job, Glenn Beck. I've said to Glenn Beck, please stop attacking me. Please stop saying I'm a fascist. Please stop saying to your listeners I can't be trusted. Please stop saying I'm lying about the bullets. We're going to play those clips coming up. Please stop it. In fact, for radio listeners, let me give them the Army manual for re-education camps. How to process your family, social security numbers, all of it. Yeah, scroll down. It's FM3-39.40. FM3-39.40, internment resettlement operations, February 2010. Okay. So the point is, Glenn Beck will not cover this. He built it up for a month that he was going to expose FEMA camps and then said they didn't exist. And I predicted he would use a straw man fake camp that I identified 15 years ago. So I'm trying to keep Glenn Beck honest here. I don't want to hurt Glenn Beck. Okay, I think overall he does some good. I don't know whether he's an operative that he attacks me or he's a gatekeeper or both. But the point is that he knows full well the FEMA camps are real. He knows full well the bullets are real. And, you know, he's acting like the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, this video we're going to play is viral, millions of views, of saying a Secret Service agent is an alien. And I was like, where have I seen that guy before? Because he looks striking. And he's a Sicilian. Bongino is his name. And Sicily was invaded by Africans. So, you know, he's got striking African and Italian handsome features. But in digitized, blown-up video, you can see some of the pixels, and they say he's an alien. Now, I had remembered seeing him when he came out for the Second Amendment. I went, I've seen that striking, chiseled jaw, looks like the Thing or something, from the Fantastic Four. I've seen that superhero-looking face. Sure enough, I pulled it up. I found the evil alien. And let me tell you, if he's a shape-shifting alien, we need more of him. because the guy is left the Secret Service over what's happening. Now, I know it's Bongino or it's his brother, because it is a striking-looking guy. Okay? And he looks like a pit bull or something. But the point is that he's not from Planet Pop-Tart. Now, what does Glenn Beck do? Where does he enter the story? He plays the video last week. I finally saw this last night researching it. People kept saying, okay, I'll watch the alien. I'm like, I've seen that guy before. No, he's a Secret Service agent that's pro-Second Amendment. He's not an alien from, you know, Booble Bop or whatever it is. Glenn Beck comes in and goes, oh, the Bilderberg Group. Oh, the New World Order. Oh, the Jews. Oh... And he's the guy always saying there's no Illuminati, congressional history, George Washington wrote letters about it, mainline history, there's no bullets, there's no Bilderberg. Every year he says we're bad to cover Bilderberg, 125 mafia meeting to decide the future of the world. So he, at key points, he comes and defends the establishment. I mean, it's just amazing that he does this type of stuff and then says, I can't be trusted. What, I can't be trusted to be a coward? I can't be trusted to be a scam artist? I can't be trusted to charge people three times what gold's worth? I mean, Glenn Beck, leave me alone, okay? Leave me alone because I can't help it. And I know it hurts you when I go after you. I mean, hell, I can make it a full-time deal, buddy. You either stop lying to people about the bullets and the FEMA camps and me, or I'm going to make it a full-time job to actually watch what you're up to. Okay? And you know there's one guy that can bring you down. It's me. And that's why you tried to knock me down. Punk, I don't want to knock you down. Do you understand that? We're going to skip this network break. Now, I'm sorry. I just can't help it, folks. Excuse me. I just can't handle duplicitous garbage anymore. Excuse me. Let me stop right there. Let's go ahead and go to the pretty comical piece where it's talking about at the APEC conference that they're lizard people, and then they show the Secret Service guy. Here it is.
Well, good morning, everyone. During Barack Obama's speech at 2012 AIPAC Policy Conference at the Washington Convention Center, the camera spotted a very odd individual, who may be either with the U.S. Secret Service, or with the Israels, and could be a strong evidence of a shapeshifter alien humanoid working for the powers that be, caught in a high-definition video during an event of the Zionist cabal.
The Zionist cabal.
4 years ago, I stood before you and said that Israel's security is sacrosanct. It is non-negotiable. That belief has guided my actions as president.
Even though at first sight he looks just like the average Secret Service spook, a series of odd features on his head, face, plus a very strange behavior and creepy movements, suggest something else. But due to the low lighting in half the amphitheater, he would pass unnoticed or regarded as a normal human being by the crowd, and everybody who watched this video, if it was not by the camera of the Jewish News One, which caught him from another angle,
the camera of the Jewish One,
into some sort of reptilian non-human form.
Now they blow up digital footage. And then they say digital...
Disregard all the distortions and image artifacts caused by post-edition zooming, and pay close attention to how his head features suddenly change. His ears, his nose, his chin, cheekbone.
All right, let's stop right there. I mean, anybody that blows up video to that level knows that's what it does. So they say, never mind. I don't think Limbeck says it's true. He goes, look, notice how they say, never mind the video distortion, but look at the distortion. And so there's that clip. Now, here is the actual Secret Service agent, and it's him. I mean, I bet money you look it up that he was at that event. If not, it's his cousin. Obama's former Secret Service agent, and it was Obama's agent. One of his head agents, so that's him. Gun control on Fox and Friends. This is a fascinating conversation between Tucker Carlson and the originator of the statement, former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino. Am I pronouncing that right? All right. Now, here he is, all the way, 14-trillion-year-old reptoid, all the way from Sicily, here, ladies and gentlemen, to tell us that we shouldn't turn our guns in. So... are the aliens our friends? People actually think I'm being serious saying that. Now, see, this is all funny. But luckily, we found out who he is. My memory did. So, that's some breaking news. We now know who the reptoid is. I'm joking. The thing is, then Beck mixes it with Bilderberg Illuminati, which is all real, to discredit it. Just like he always does, playing that classic straw man mixing things together tactic. And every time I watch Beck or see him, it's pure manipulation. I'm going to his listeners, you can only trust me, no one else. I mean, it is like creepy. If I had a crew member going, you can trust me and no one else, I'd be, how about you're fired, you creep? I mean, it's just, where are people's instincts? Of course the creep doesn't like me. I don't know what Glenn Beck's deal is. But when I say I can bring him down, I mean, I can start really going after him on all the frauds he's involved in, lying to people. And now he knows full well about bullets and other stuff and his sponsors and everything else. But I'm just, I got bigger fish to fry. But I mean, I am tempted to really let Beck have it. I mean, really a planned, prosecuted war against him just to show him what I can do. So he'll leave me alone. But I'd rather just let Beck be a good guy and leave me alone, you know. But side issue. Doesn't matter, Becky Poo. I know your people are watching right now. Want to say hi to them. Know what you're so worried about, buddy. It's a growing pie. We're not collectivist here. I want a future for my kids, don't you? Then leave me alone. Stop calling me a socialist and a fascist and all this crap. All right. Again, stop lying to your listeners, okay? Don't start fights. Don't write checks you can't cash, bud. All right, now let's go back here. Let's go back now to the next clip of the Secret Service agent, Lord of the Pop-Tarpians. Here it is.
That flag represents something. Men and women have died horrible deaths. Horrible deaths. My uncle being one of them. Shot in the back in Vietnam to protect your very right. We live in a society.
Look at the mannerisms. That's the same guy.
You do not fight back by creating more sheep.
Our next guest says there is no such thing as gun control, only people control. You just saw him giving a passionate speech at a rally in Maryland. Joining us now is former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino. Dan, thanks a lot for joining us.
That's him.
What do you mean there's no such thing as gun control, only people control? Tell me what that means.
Tucker, this is part of your ideological ploy by this administration. They're not being authentic with America, whether it's the sequester, health care, or the gun control issue. What they do is they manipulate an emotional crisis, a national emotional crisis, to further an ideological agenda, which involves the evaporation.
I want him on.
The slow disintegration of your civil rights.
$500, whoever gets him on.
Your ability to live and let live. And it's a disturbing pattern.
I think $5,000 for the Obama
really
lady.
Really starting to get under my skin.
I once read where you said that when you were in the business of protecting public figures, when you went to a place with gun control, you didn't feel safer.
Right. I mean, we have this downtown Abbey class of politicians and bureaucrats who they understand as clear as day that gun control has absolute, which, by the way, is a myth, that they're manipulating the language, gun control, with air quotes, has no effect whatsoever on violence or the ability of wolves in our society to impart violence on you.
In a two-tier system where privileged people, Mayor Bloomberg, for example, are surrounded by bodyguards with high-capacity magazines.
And there's even bad video edits in that from online and digital artifacts there. People will say he's a reptoid. Well, if he's a reptoid, these are good aliens. I mean, they're here to help us. Here, so we can protect ourselves. Okay, so that's it on that front. Here's Glenn Beck talking about this video, and then we'll go to Glenn Beck attacking me. But here's Glenn Beck mixing people calling this guy a space alien. When you see him giving his speech, he's got the same mannerism of a guy who's got a lot of energy, like Jesse Ventura has that. Those are the kind of guys you don't want to start a fight with. They've just got so much energy. They're all over the place. That's what Secret Service does. They're looking for somebody with a weapon. They're like, oh, look, he's moving strange. He's an alien. And like bad lighting, digital artifact. Oh, my gosh, you know. Oh, my gosh, he's an alien. And then Glenn Beck uses this to attach it to Bilderberg and to attach it to the Illuminati and to anybody that criticizes him. So he's implying if you believe in Bilderberg and Illuminati, you think this guy's a space alien. See how that works? See how you're being treated out there? Let's go to this clip.
I can finally spill it. Mm-hmm. Because I have been surrounded by Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. You can finally spill it. You're really a woman.
Whataburgers. Bacon cheeseburgers.
Lizard people. Mm-hmm. And Zionists. Yeah. Well, I mean, Zionists goes without saying. When you talk about Whataburgers, obviously. Bilderbergers, lizard people, you
the
know.
The Zionists own all those people and things.
Most of the chain. The Blaze is reporting on a story that was on last night. I tell you, it's
incontrovertible proof.
It is, and we just have to play this for you. Now, the Blaze is spinning us. This is, you know, some conspiracy theory.
So typical.
So typical of the Blaze. So
obviously,
typical.
When you have proof, it's no longer a conspiracy.
Right. Right.
And they show the proof.
Right. And so they're of course, this is what the media does.
All right, that's enough. Turn it off. So, see, everybody's a conspiracy theorist but him. Bilderberg, every year he criticizes us when we cover it. And Glenn, again, if you will just send through the grapevine a message, notice you post some of our articles at The Blaze, and maybe that's your people and not you, that you're going to stop lying about me and stop doing stuff like this, I'll leave you alone. Plus, I don't ever really talk about you anyways. You don't care. Whatever. The point is, stop saying I'm making up the bullets and stuff. We need to save this country. You discredit yourself, though. Your audience knows the bullet story's real. I mean, I just can't believe you get away with this. I mean, I'd expect Chucky Schumer to say something like that. Now, here is a few clips of Glenn Beck talking about me in the last few months, the things he's been saying. Just go to some of the clips here.
You know, Alex Jones, you piece of garbage. I don't know what your deal is. I really don't know, and I don't care. But if you actually cared about the things you were talking about, mm-hmm. you would actually use your brain and start to find different ways than just going to your kook friends in your basement. What you would do is you would actually say with some credibility, this is true, and these are the ways that we can...
All right, that's enough. I mean, he didn't even say what I'm lying about. It's just that there are no basements in Texas, bud. Let's go to the next clip. Let's go out to break with this one.
He has on a guy that we don't talk about very often because he's so insignificant and we don't really care. But he is a...
He's also psycho.
Yeah, he's...
can we just say what it is?
I think
guy
he is...
Well, is psycho.
He can see a lot of things that other people can't see.
It's like a conspiracy around...
Like a couple of Nellies sitting on TV?
Eyes.
We're going to come... I can see that. Hey, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. and come back to these cream puffs on the other side there. These Liberace's. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all and he just said hi to Big John.
All right, let's go back.
He came from New Orleans.
You know, I wish Glenn Beck would talk about the purge of veterans outside of law having their guns taken. I wish he'd talk about Bilderberg Group. Imagine if he would have talked about Bilderberg Group when they were meeting last year in Chantilly, Virginia. But it doesn't exist. Over and over again, he said people are nuts that cover it. 125 world leaders, royalty, meeting in secret with U.S. government officials. And it doesn't exist. And the only conspiracy that exists is what he exposes. That's the only one that exists, is that if he says it, and it's all George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, which is a super bad guy. And again, I've seen Beck get a little bit better over the years now that he's independent, and I've tried to leave him alone. I'm just tired. There's a bunch of other clips we haven't even played where I'm a fascist, I'm evil, I'm bad, I'm a liar. And, I mean, I just can't believe some ninny up there who starts stuff and does stuff to me behind the scenes and on air, then acting like in these clips, so I was watching some of them this morning, refreshing my memory, like I'm starting something with him. All right, let's go ahead and go back to that clip we were playing. Here's the insignificant clip.
He has on a guy that we don't talk about very often because he's so insignificant and we don't really care. But he's
also psycho.
Yeah, he's
can we just say what it is?
I think
guy
he is
psycho.
He can see a lot of things that other people can't see.
It's like a conspiracy around every corner and in everyone's eyes. and if you don't agree with him, you don't just disagree, you're in on it. You're in on it.
Always.
To him and his minions.
I am, and
it's crazy.
His minions.
I said to Mason, because he runs InfoWars.
His minions.
Really smart people have come up to me and said, you know, I just saw this on something from InfoWars. Do you know anything about it? And I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Immediately discounted.
Somebody came up to me a few days ago and said, we just bought like 1.5 billion rounds of Homeland Security. And I said, I don't know, it might be. Well, I got it from InfoWars, and I'm like, okay, well,
no.
Then I can tell you right now, it's most likely not true. He's not a conservative. He's not a conservative. I don't know what he is, except a conspiracy theorist. Everything that anyone would ever say about me on conspiracy theory, it's Alex Jones. And when they try to make me look like a conspiracy theorist, they always use his arguments and assign them to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the FEMA camp guy. No. I'm not the birther guy. I'm not the World Trade Center guy. That's not me. That's him. And they use his arguments and assign them to me.
Which you've never espoused.
I've never espoused.
Never.
I don't believe in them. In fact, I wholly reject them.
Yeah. In fact, you're the one who, if I'm not mistaken, debunked the FEMA camp theory.
So what's amazing to me is here is two really dishonest people. That sounds like the ravings of a fascist. That's what that sounds like. And quite honestly, I believe that's what that guy is.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand the balance sheets and pump more money.
Yeah, I'm the guy that's been saying for 15 years they're going to take your bank accounts and your pension funds. So, again, Glenn Beck says I'm making up global government. I'm dishonest. He said that, you know, I'm working with Piers Morgan to be dishonest. Yeah, that was a real black eye for gun owners. No, the only hope we've got is getting up on our hind legs and saying, you crooks want our guns, back off. Not, oh, we're going to compromise. Okay, take some of our guns and register the rest when it's the exact blueprint. Oh, I'm so sick of it. But again, it just made me mad because I don't ever watch Glenn Beck. I mean, I literally might see him like once a month. I try to stay away from it. Because I try to be a nice guy and not go after people. I got bigger fish to fry. And I'm like, people want me to cover this alien thing. Okay, oh, I've seen that Secret Service guy. Where have I seen that face? A few months ago, he was the guy that came out for the Second Amendment. Okay, this alien thing's like a year old from 2012, middle of 2012. So I I just seen it, you know, last night. So I went and found it. And then I see a Glenn Beck clip. And I go, let me see what he says about it. And I click on it, and he's like, the people that believe in Bilderberg Group and the Illuminati believe that aliens are everywhere, and the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist. That's what he's saying. And that is an ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center tactic, is to say, oh, Alex Jones thinks the borders are open. He also believes in blood-drinking lizards. I don't believe in that. I mean, there's Forbes, 1.6 billion rounds of ammo for Homeland Security. It's time for a national conversation. Well, not if Glenn Beck has his way, because you're not supposed to have a conversation about that. You're not supposed to discuss that. You're supposed to just shut up. Listen, I know what I'm talking about, okay, Glenn? When you were making jokes about other talk show hosts, wives that had miscarriages on Zoo Radio, making fart noises, trying to be Howard Stern, I was confronting federal judges for keeping the Branch Davidians in prison when they'd been found not guilty of murder. How was he keeping them in jail then for committing murder with firearms? The weapons charge. I went and bullhorned the judge, and I was told, we're going to kill you if you don't shut up. And I told the people, go to hell. And then they called me at the studio one night and said, we're waiting outside. And I said, oh, I bet you are. And I walked outside, and they had four boxers out there to try to beat me into the ground like something out of Cape Fear. And it ended like Cape Fear, too, except I'm not a serial killer like Robert, like what's his name? Who's the actor that plays in the new Cape Fear? Robert De Niro. You know, the whole point is that I live in the real world, buddy. I was never a Zoo Morning guy. I never spun records. Okay, I got into this when I was 20 years old, 20 years ago. And it took me 2 years to get on the air, and I did everything I could to get on the air. Not because I wanted to be a big shot and have $200 million and all the rest of it. I did it because I believe in the Second Amendment, because it flows in my veins, because my family's been revolutionary from the start. Okay, that's who I am. Who are you? I'm not the reason you come from a broken home. I'm not the reason, you know, mommy or daddy or whatever it was committed suicide. I'm not the reason, okay? You understand that? I don't come from where you come, and I'm sorry you went through that pain, but you're not going to place it on me. You know, so your miscarriage jokes and stuff, they don't mean anything to me. You understand that? And you and the, you know, the guys that came from Zoo Radio with you or whatever are jokes. And I see you for what you are. My goal is to go 110% and not back off and not compromise. Your goal is to run around and act like our grand leader and our religious cult leader. All right, that's what you really want to be. And charge people. I looked it up once. He was charging $500 for a ticket. And you know what? He got people to actually buy them so that he could buy private jets and stuff. And look, I'm not against people having private jets if he wrote a best-selling book or had a bunch of money or, you know, found an oil well or whatever. But the issue is, I could go, and maybe I should, because some people pay attention to, I could go and book a hotel and charge people $500 a piece, $1,000 a piece, to have a meet and greet with me, and to sit in the front three rows, and charge everybody else $100, and they pay for it. To really be in a nice hotel and do a couple-day conference, he's about $50 to $100, quite frankly, because they cost so much. This guy would do $500 a ticket, or $400 a ticket, at Six Flags, where there's no overhead, and he rents it for almost nothing. And then to have these people that don't have the money come pay $500 to him so that he can fly around in private jets, I mean, that's just obscene to me. But, you know, maybe I don't think big enough. You know what I mean? I sit up here and I think small. I just want to get the word out. I count on you to fight these people. I'm sitting there doing this. And maybe I do need to charge $500 to come see me and buy a jet and fly around and, you know, and I'll play ball with the New World Order and I'll, you know, say only George Soros is bad. There's nobody else to worry about and all this crap. I don't even know why I'm going off on a Glenn Beck rant today. I just always do whatever comes up in me, in the spirit, the gut, whatever you want to call it. So that's what it is. It's just that, and people are like, oh, you envy the fact he charged. By the way, he can't do that now. I've gone and looked before. You know, the tickets are now $100. How much are they? $350. Oh, they're not $500 anymore. And this is a guy that takes acting lessons. You see him on YouTube prancing around like a fairy. I mean, it's just, there's no end to it. And look, that's fine. I'm nothing against fairies. Just don't sit here and try to piss on me. That's where I come from here. I mean, you know, you're sitting there and they're like, I'm sorry, you can't come on the Fox shows. Glenn Beck is climbing the walls over there saying people will, you know, pay for it. And then the fourth or fifth time you're told that by other people, then you're like, oh my God, Glenn Beck told me I shouldn't go on your show. You know, when you're talking to someone, I mean, it's just like on and on and on and on and on. Notice he never attacks me on that and calls me a liar. Because, you know, I'll name names. The point is that why does he have a problem with me? Because, folks, I sent him registered mail. I had my listeners do it so they'd be knee-deep in it. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program documents and all the admitted programs and the congressional past laws and the Rex 84 and the Miami Herald clippings. I sent Glenn Beck everything. For a month, he was saying, I'm going to expose the FEMA camps, and it looks like they're real. And his, and the people on his TV show would go, oh, really? It was all a big joke. And I went, I don't know how I know this stuff. I didn't want to say it because I want to influence what he did until the morning of it. And I said, he will bring on the Popular Mechanics debunkers, and he will show a defunct train station in Illinois that I exposed in the late 90s as a fake FEMA camp. I don't know how I know this stuff. I just know how people operate. And then that's what he did. People are like, oh, my God, Glenn Beck's going to do the right thing. And I'm like, yeah, right. And that's why I don't like him, ladies and gentlemen. Because I sent him heartfelt stuff when I knew he was listening to the show every day and had a bunch of his team listening. That guy's got a huge staff, like 100 people, last time I heard. And they're watching right now. And I said, I'd like to support you. I hope you're a good person. Here's a big file, and I've also had people send you this stuff, so I know you're knee-deep in this. Please, don't do a straw man. I already knew what he was going to do. I just hoped he had some humanity. And then I shot videos saying, do the right thing, be on the right side of history. And reportedly, I talked to two insiders that said he got really upset. I said, why is he climbing the walls over there? And they said, Glenn Beck, be on the right side of history. A message to Glenn Beck. I mean, it was a nice message. And, you know, he just didn't want any part of it. Well, here's a little news flash, Glenn boy. They could kill me today. They could set me up tomorrow. Or I could live 100 more years. The point is, I am real, and you'll never take that away. You'll never take it away, and you know it. And that's what you hate. Okay? There's nothing wrong with doing zoo radio. But you've got a creepy factor where you get on, what was it, 60 Minutes or something, and say, I became a Mormon to have sex with my wife. I wanted to get her in bed. And he knows demographically, he's going for kind of weak metrosexual conservatives that just want to kind of shuffle around and laugh at everything. Kind of in their marketing, because I actually know he's not really like that. I kind of just joke at the Nelly persona. That's all an act. Glenn Beck's like a demon, from what I've heard. A raging demon. He does that because he thinks that's who you are. You know, little white loafers and little sweater and, hi, I've got a plaid tie on. I mean, it's all actuaried out with all the top guys, formerly with Clear Channel and the whole thing. All the top people, all of them. All over there at his operation, the former top Fox people, the former top CNN people, all riding the gravy train, sucking hundreds of millions a year out of the Liberty Patriot movement and making sure it goes nowhere. And they said, well, we're going to target effeminate metrosexual conservatives, and we're going to, and that's the whole act, is for men that are comfortable with little soft simpering. I mean, they're targeting men that didn't have fathers or absent fathers. I mean, that's what they're going. And that's what America is now. Everybody goes, look at this crazy guy. He's yelling and screaming. What type of freak is that? Folks, Paul Revere wrote around saying, get your guns, let's kill people. I just say, hey, redcoat, get out of my country. You want my guns, you're a liar. Oh, that's fascism. No. Glenn Beck knows that's what he should do to win. He doesn't want to win. Instead, he purposely, you know, has like 50 bodyguards or 40 bodyguards and goes, I mean, it's just pathetic. All right, I've said my piece about Glenn Beck. I'm done talking about it. And there you go. And I know, Glenn, if you're not watching live, you're going to be watching this tonight, sitting around there in your house. And if you'd want to stop being cursed, Glenn, because I can tell you're cursed. I can tell you're not a happy man. Really seek Christ and really seek strength and ask God to make you a man. Not an Arrested Development little simpering, you know, radio troll manipulator from Zoo Radio. And call up people that you made fun of and attacked their families and apologize to them. Man up, admit the New World Order is real, come out against the whole system, and I will support you.
Long trains full of armored vehicles, personnel carriers with armor. What are they for? The army going into battle against the enemy? They're used by Homeland Security against us.
You can tell Pat Robertson's actually good.
Ronald Reagan said the most fearful statement in the English language is, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you."
Oh boy,
that's enough. You know what happened? They took most of his cable network stuff away and made him stop talking about the New World Order, and he kind of halfway sold out to survive. But you can tell Pat Robertson isn't perfect. But, I mean, he's really concerned. You can see that there. He's freaked out. He knows tyranny. Probably cares about his grandkids. Glenn Beck, you care about your kids? I assure you, when they fully take over, Glenn Beck, you're going to have to run to Switzerland. Come on, join us, man. Don't be a bad guy. Apologize for lying about me. I want to be your friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Yeah.
folks. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we've got this veteran coming on, one of the many victims. With no due process, no reason, no adjudication, they just take your guns. The purge is on. You're to be replaced with robots and drones, self-aware, autonomous, picking their own targets. The future doesn't need us. By the way, McDonald's wants I mean, I can't even say this headline. It's so insane. Out of the Washington Examiner. McDonald's one ad demands bachelor's degree, 2 years experience to be a cashier for $9 an hour. That's what your degrees you're paying $200,000-$300,000 are going to be good for. And then the next article I have here, robots to take over jobs in human service industry, increasing the percentage of unemployed Americans. Yeah, this is the phase out of humanity. But first they're going to bankrupt us and make us dependent. But getting back to why I'm so upset about the Fukushima radiation that's so bad on the West Coast, and all the radiation meters that went off and the rest of it, is that they said there's no problem from the start, kept it secret how high it was in the seafood, and lied to everybody while the government went on thyroid protectors themselves, just like the dust on 9/11, which it now came out they knew was killing people and was going to fill people's lungs. And they told the firefighters and police and rescue workers, don't worry, you don't need masks, it's not bad. And people went, okay. Yeah, there it is. Fukushima fish with 2,500 times the radiation limit found 2 years after the nuclear disaster. And there is from NOAA, the radiation meter pickups from the buoys. That's directly from the federal government, the radiation. Look at it, just hitting everywhere. Absolutely devastating to have this type of stuff going on. And then meanwhile, the government's now got 2 billion, 200 million plus rounds they bought. Finally, the White House has responded and said, okay, well, we bought them to get a better deal, even though it actually more than doubled the price when they caused the run on the ammo. It doesn't matter. Glenn Beck says, I'm a liar because we broke this story. Here it is.
It's amazing because he runs InfoWars, and really smart people have come up to me and said, you know, I just saw this on something from InfoWars. Do you know anything about it?
No, like, yes.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Immediately.
Somebody came up to me just 2 days ago and said, we just bought like 1.5 billion rounds of Homeland Security. And I said, I don't know, it might be. Well, I got it from InfoWars. And I'm like, okay well,
no.
Then I can tell you right now, it's most likely not true.
There you go. And I have a new clip we're going to play in about 45 minutes where he says that there's no Bilderberg Group or Illuminati. And every year we go to Bilderberg and cover it. Glenn Beck gets freaked out because, you know, just on Justin TV we'll get 3.5 million viewers. I mean, just in a day or two, just with a video stream. Glenn Beck goes on air and says it doesn't exist. Because I guess Peter Thiel, the big libertarian Bilderberg Group member, has got his thumb all over the liberty movement. I mean, I just don't even know what to say anymore. Okay, all right, there are no bullets, there's no Bilderberg Group, and there's no global government either, Glenn. Oh, but you're not gatekeeping, Glenn. Sure, I'm the liar. Oh, by the way, he calls me a fascist and a piece of garbage. Because, folks, the globalists know I'm for real.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we
have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.